Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague of many decades, Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American and Jewish Organizations. Iran, much in the news, negotiating with the United States. And yet, Malcolm, a very good evening to you. Iran remains extremely venomous, and there's no reason to believe it's looking to accommodate anyone in particular as it rebuilds. Your measure of Iran and the Islamic Republic of Iran's IRGC, are they, at this point, dangerous in what direction? Are they at risk of firing another barrage of ballistic missiles at Israel? Are they at risk of closing down the Strait of Hormuz individually and collectively? What is your measure right now, Malcolm, at this point of the war? Good evening.
Good evening. And it's good to be with you. It's a very good question because nobody really knows the answer to that, because nobody knows who's really in charge. Is Mujtaba, the son of the supreme leader and supposedly the new supreme leader, really alive and well and functioning and giving orders? Things come from him, signed allegedly by him, but there's no proof. He has not been seen. There's been no evidence of his involvement. What is clear is the IRGC is running the show right now. And, this is taking on a great deal of significance, both for domestic politics in the region and far beyond the region. Right now, Iran's interest is in buying time. They're looking to show the world that they're interested in negotiations, even though we know they're not. And we know that this war, which began in 1979 when Khomeini took over, and the war and the when they assumed also they occupied the American embassy, if you remember, and that was really sovereign U.S. territory, and the war against Israel, which began in 79, but really in earnest in 1982 with proxies and the help of Syrian intelligence. And then the June, the 12-day war escalated it a little bit further. And though Israel was included in the various ceasefires that the President Trump declared, they were not with Israel's consent. And Israel's not a party to the truce, that is now being mediated, which has given rise to certain accusations about the relationship, which we can talk about. But we know that Tehran has said that $5 billion of any Iranian frozen assets will be released under the truce, will go directly to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So they are not going to withdraw. Iran has always embodied this forever war. It's part of their ideological and religious extremist views. They are striking American bases in Arab states. They have tried to drive a wedge between the Gulf countries and the U.S. and maybe successfully. They want a lasting settlement, but they want a meaningful one. The closing of the straits has forced countries around the world to negotiate over the fate of their ships with Iran, so the Iranians feel that they have emerged from this stronger. Even Chancellor Merz, I don't know if you saw this, John, the German chancellor said that Tehran has humiliated Washington, and multiple European leaders have opened channels with Iranian counterparts. And this is, Merz was somebody who praised Israel for doing the dirty work against Iran for Europe, which has never stood up for its own interests. So the assumption that Iran is weak is being countered now. They're showing that they can sustain, and we can talk about the missiles and some of the other capacities that they have and what's happening with their proxies. But it's clearly people are looking at this, and if this deal comes through the way it looks now, I think it proves that they're saying they can outlast the U.S., that the U.S. bases are being decommissioned in the region or evacuated. And they point to these things and say, who really is a dominant power?
I want to clarify a detail. When I said personally, we don't know if the Mujtaba Khamenei is actually personally in charge. We don't have a confirmation.
Right.
And
right.
The likelihood is that collectively there could be a council of five or more representing the IRGC and the Majlis ruling collectively in his name. Is that something we can say definitely, Malcolm?
I would say that that is definitely an option, that it's the IRGC leadership that is dictating. And remember, these are not the experienced ones. These are our second and third, fourth level in many cases, because the others were eliminated. But in as much as nobody has seen him, nobody knows if he's, in fact, signing orders, capable of signing orders, even still the rumors that he was killed.
They're putting his picture up all over the city. I see video all the time of his face. They're trying
the
to
symbolism, right? They need that symbolism to unify people and you see even in the crowds that they're turning out. Right. We see the propaganda videos that are coming out, even enlisting members of the Jewish community in Iran, and executions are escalating again. Of supposed enemies of the regime, and they see that they can get away with it. They think that compromise will only imperil Iran further, and that any message that they are weak, and they're showing the contrary.
Let's go to elections, Malcolm, because we have politics in America and in Israel,
for sure.
Especially Israel. And the old days, Malcolm, you could do Israeli politics in a minute. I'll give you 2 minutes. Go ahead.
I could use 2 hours this time to do it. But right now, the election is likely to take place in October, November. It has to be next fall, but you need 3 months notice before. So it would have to come probably in June, a decision. There is going to be a vote to disband the Knesset, which is the preliminary step, I think soon. It depends. Netanyahu has to make an assessment about whether he's better off waiting, or then if it's not immediate, then it has to be after the high holidays, because the country sort of shuts down. So that would move it to October, November, as opposed to, let's say, early September. His situation, though, is weak. There's a lot of competition. There are, people are running against him already. We see the different coalitions that are being formed and dissolved. And the polls show that he's vulnerable, but not yet defeated. And it still will need a coalition. So he has one eye on the election all the time, and that's why sometimes the statements they make and the scenarios they're trying to paint is to reassure the people who are not confident with this deal. I would say quite the opposite. The feeling that they're being threatened still with Hamas rebuilding in Gaza and Hezbollah still able to show to have the attacks on a daily basis, especially by the drones, but also by missiles, and we'll talk about Lebanon, I'm sure.
Big question, Malcolm. I don't want to leave Iran for this proxies in a moment. How does this present negotiation fare against the JCPOA of 2015?
That is the question a lot of people are saying, that all the condemnation of the JCPOA, when in fact this deal parallels it, and Democratic members of the Senate are going to constantly be pointing it out. They're going to interpret any deal as a victory, and they will use it, the proof that terrorism, missile attacks, and hostage taking, all of those things, even taking the Straits of Hormuz, forced Western powers into concessions. So the feeling is that right now they're offering again sanctions relief, which will be billions of dollars being released, that the Iranian regime still stays in power. The missiles capacity, we're not talking anymore about dismantling the production facilities, much of which remains intact, much of it was destroyed. But there are at least 1,000 ballistic missiles that we know, and that the capacity remains. And you certainly don't take away the knowledge, but the physical presence and how they cleverly prepared and were able to open 60% or more of the tunnels where they hid the missiles, or where they kept them and the drones, about 50% of their drones. So the feeling is that what we're seeing is a redux of JCPOA, which, as President Trump pulled out of and was a very harsh.
Let's talk about the president and the prime minister. There's a phone call that was held within these last hours, and there are many versions of that phone call. What do we know to be accurate?
And nothing exactly, but messages are coming out from the White House. Somebody leaked last night that the president exploded into Netanyahu and say that he saved him and that the world hates him and he's responsible. Now they say that those things were not said, but there was a tense exchange where the prime minister put forward what Israel needs, meaning that you can't have continued attack coming from Hezbollah and Israel not respond. And they have to respond to the sensitive places for Hezbollah, meaning some of the southern suburbs of Beirut. The president, because the Iranians are saying, we will not sign any deal with you as long as the conflict in Lebanon continues. So Hezbollah essentially is going to be given a green card. They still retain a lot of missiles. They fire as much as 100 missiles a day still.
Let's go to Lebanon, Malcolm. There's much to say about Lebanon. We don't want to rush this. Malcolm Honlein reporting in for the Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, about the conflict across the Middle East. Many states are participating. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.